And on the telephone with us is...
Okay, we have her here?
Yes. Tamil Rich, with whom we spoke at some earlier time that I can't remember when. I don't know why I'm so fuzzy about some of this stuff. I remember Tamala. She was on a motorcycle ride, cross-country thing. She just decided one day, she was a little older than 21, I think, and she just decided one day, I'm going to ride a motorcycle across the country. Next thing you know, that's what she's doing. It was a fundraiser thing. And now she's doing it again. She's organized and is planning a cross-country motorcycle ride, fundraiser, cancer awareness kind of a deal. And I guess I must have said something when we talked to her before that I'd ride with her or be with her or something when she does this. And so I get a note the other day, and okay, we're ready to go, and make sure you have your pink bra. And I'm like, well, huh? What was... I don't know that I remember all of this. I mean, I'm in... Tamala, I just don't remember exactly all of these details, but hi and welcome back to WBT. How you doing?
I'm great, Keith. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Now, this is coming up Saturday.
It is.
The start, although, I mean, it starts Saturday, but you're going, where are you going? Cross country, Canada? Where are you riding to?
Okay, I'm going to take the southern route down through as much of the old Route 66 as I can. And then I'll catch the Pacific Coast Highway in Southern California, ride up through Oregon, cut across Washington up into Calgary, Banff, Jasper, down to the rally, the breast cancer rally that we're having in Wyoming. And then from there I'll go up into Manitoba to Winnipeg and down to St. Paul, and I'll ride along the Mississippi River before cutting inland and coming home.
I want to do that.
I know. Last year, now you may remember this part. Last year, you talked about getting a gig where you would take a summer on your bike, and every day you would broadcast from a tiny radio station on your route. Do you remember that part?
Yeah, I have had that thought before. Did we talk about that? Yeah, that like for
yeah.
That's what I would do for the summer. I would take off on the bike on the Matthews Fun Machines two wheels, and I would take off and just ride. And then on the Monday through Friday part, I just stop at little towns along the way, use their radio studio to pump me back here, and do the show while I'm out on the road for like 40 days. And I love your route. You mean the old Route 66, get your kicks, motor route, and
exactly.
Then up PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, which I've driven many times but never on the motorcycle, and you're going to go all the way up.
Yes.
And then into Canada and down to Mississippi and...
No, down to Wyoming. I'm not going to be in Mississippi this time.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to ride...
Oh, down the Mississippi River. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not the state of Mississippi.
No.
And I've got great fundraisers along the way. I've got friends and enthusiasts who are hosting little mini events. I'm going to be speaking at the San Francisco Motorcycle Club, which is the second oldest motorcycle club in the country, the first to admit women as full members, not auxiliary members, full members.
And didn't you, am I remembering incorrectly? Just correct me, it's okay. You just decided a little while back, a year or two ago, whatever it was, you were going to do this cross-country motorcycle ride thing, right? I mean, you just decided
yes,
that.
I did.
Yourself.
I took my MSF class in March.
You hadn't been a rider previously.
Nope. And then from March 21st, I got my MSF certificate, and then the BMW Performance Center trained me. And
yeah,
I set off on my 7,500-mile trip June 26th last year.
Wow. And you call it a conga line thing, and you talk about these stops along the way, because what you're doing, it is a journey to and to benefit breast cancer causes, but it's like different activities. You're finding people who are going to be riding with you, different stretches along the way. You're meeting with different
right.
clubs, different stuff that's happening. So that's why you're calling it like a conga line, because people are joining in, bailing out, doing what they can.
Exactly.
Kind of a thing.
So, Keith, you are an official conga member now.
I am?
Yeah, because if you ride a mile with me, you are an official conga rider.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll ride more than a mile.
I love it.
How about that? Let me mention now, you have a... You have TamalaRich.com, just as it sounds, and you have RoadTrip.TamalaRich.com, just as it sounds.
Right.
So this is how you're going to be communicating about all of this.
I'll be there. I'll be Facebook. You can subscribe to Vimeo, Twitter. I mean, if there's a social media outpost, I'm probably on it.
You're going to be on the big Twitter?
On the big Twitter. I'll be tweeting.
Have you gotten anything from Anthony Weiner on Twitter?
I'm under congressional censure to talk about anything related to that.
Cone of silence. So this kicks off Saturday morning. Now tell me the part about Saturday morning and what we're doing and how the pink bra comes into this. I have these vague memories.
Are you apprehensive?
No. Are you kidding? No, I'm absolutely fine. It's just that I just don't remember all of these details. And the next thing I know is a week or two ago, I got an email that said, okay, we're coming up Saturday and have your pink bra ready. And I'm like, man, I haven't drank in a long time, but this one's coming in like a morning after flashback.
Last year, the women, many of the women that that ride this conga, do you know anything about the Red Hat Society?
Sure.
Yeah, they're women who dress in purple and they wear feather boas and hats and all that. And anyway, so many of the women who ride in this conga line are more audacious than I am, and they totally bling their bikes out with feather boas and rhinestones, and you know, they wear pink leathers and pink ponytails out of their helmets. And anyway, they're a lot of fun. And so the way the fundraising works is not only do we have events, but anytime somebody sees you decked out or your bike blinged out, they know you're doing something for breast cancer causes. And it provides an opportunity to, you know, to educate them about, you know, the fundraising you're doing. And what I found is that one in eight women has been touched by breast cancer. And so therefore, every family, every person knows someone or is related to someone who has, you know, been affected by the disease. And so when I set out, I didn't have a pink bra across my windshield, but when I met up with all the women in Wyoming and I saw their bikes, I decided, gosh, I better do a little more here. So I strapped a pink bra across the front of my windshield, and I'm telling you that I became this repository for stories along the way. Whenever I stopped for gas, for, you know, a meal, anything, people would come up to me and tell me their story or their mother's story or their coworker's story.
Because of the pink and the bra, they understood that you were connected with and doing something pertaining to breast cancer.
Intuitively, yes.
Yeah. And so is that what we're doing Saturday, is we're putting pink bras on the motorcycles?
Doesn't have to be pink. But I actually had a fundraiser here at Dilworth Billiards a couple of weeks ago, and friends got together, and we had a bra decorating contest. And we've got several bras from that endeavor that people can, if they don't want to, you know, prepare, you know, with a bra across their windshield before they get there, they can bid on one of these decorated bras. And I would sort of think that the one that you might like, if you don't want to bring your own, is it's a black bra with a peace dove done up in red, white, and blue.
If I don't bring my own pink bra, I can buy some fancy bra there.
You can outbid someone for a fancy bra there.
I can outbid someone for a fancy bra.
Yeah, this is a fundraiser, Keith.
Well, I'll tell you what, next time have a fundraiser where instead of decorating the bras, you're having people fill them, and I'll show up. We'll do it that way.
I'll remember that.
Okay, so I can do that there then. Now, some of the money you're raising, how does Drumstrong come into this? You know, the local Drumstrong, Scott Swimmer thing, I go out there every year. Drumstrong, are you giving some money to them?
Yes. The way it's working is Drumstrong is a cancer fundraising organization that doesn't keep any of the money itself. It, you know, will give, you can designate, if you want to do a fundraiser with Drumstrong, you can designate who the beneficiary is.
Yeah, you can do it for anybody. We're real familiar with Drumstrong.
So what I'm doing is the official Women Who Ride Conga fundraising beneficiary is the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. But I'm also working with a local group called Carolina Breast Friends. They have the pink house right beside the Ronald McDonald House on McDowell.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And they're wonderful people. They provide wonderful.
So you're going to give money to them too?
So, yeah, by funneling everything through DrumStrong, it makes it easy for people to just hit one link, donate what they want to donate, and then, you know, DrumStrong and I will sit down at the end of the ride and allocate the money between the two.
Makes sense. All right, now where do we meet Saturday morning? Can anybody do this? Can anybody show up? Where do we meet Saturday morning?
Anyone and everyone can show up. Channel 14 News will be there, and you just show up at 731 Westinghouse, which if you head down 77, just past 485 is the Westinghouse exit. You could spit from there to our meeting place.
All right, where are you meeting?
Motorcycles of Charlotte.
77 and Westinghouse.
77 and Westinghouse. It's right there.
What time Saturday?
And they're serving breakfast.
What time?
Free breakfast at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And the kickstands go up at 10.
All right, so I show up at 9, I wear, or not me, I don't wear. See, that's at first I thought you were saying I had to wear, but it's the motorcycle that will wear somebody's bra, pink bra. We kick off and ride at 10, and just briefly, what's your initial route? Where are we leaving and heading to?
We're going to head to Robbinsville. So we're going to super slab it, that's motorcycle talk, for your listeners' benefit. That means we're going on highways and interstates until we get to Hendersonville. And from there, we're going to do like 100 miles of twisties up in the mountains.
So you're going to go 77 to what, just to start?
No, 85 to 74 to 26.
Okay. Yeah, right up that way, 85, 74, yep. 26, like when you're going up to Asheville past Columbus.
And Hendersonville, that's when we'll turn off on beautiful mountain roads.
With you that far, Tamala, but I'll meet you there Saturday morning, and we'll put the bra on the bike, and we'll go for a ride for a little while. And I'm happy to do it, and it's a cool story, and I hope you raise a lot of money. And for more details, people can go to you guys can go to TamalaRich.com, and we'll get that linked up at our website too. Okay.
You're an angel. And thanks for doing that great ride for kids every year, Keith.
Hey, we will see you Saturday morning, Tamala.
All right. See you there.
Charlotte's News Talk, 1110 WBT and 99.3 FM at WBT.com.
WBT Time Saver Traffic brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. All lanes now open. I-85 northbound between Sugar Creek.